First John, Chapter 4. Beloved, don't believe every spirit, but scrutinize the spirits, whether or not they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is the way you know the spirit that is from God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus, the Anointed One, has come in a human body is of God. Every spirit that does not acknowledge that Jesus, the Son of God, came in a human body is not of God. This is the spirit of the one who takes the place of the Anointed One, that is the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. Little children, your source is God, and you will prevail over them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They, the followers of those who take the place of the Anointed One, have their source in the world. Therefore, they speak what is in harmony with the world, and so the world hears them. On the other hand, we have our source in God. He who knows God intimately hears us. He who does not have his source in God does not listen to us. In this way, we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love each other, for God is the source of genuine love, and everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God well. He who does not love does not know God intimately, for God is love. This is the way that the love of God was revealed to us. God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might have God's own life through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the means of appeasing himself concerning our sins. Beloved, if God loved us so much, we also ought to love each other. No one has seen God the Father at any time, yet if we love each other, this is proof that God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. This is the way we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us a portion of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever agrees with God that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. And we have seen and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love. He who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. This abiding in him is the way in which love is perfected in us, so that we may have confidence on the day of judgment, because the way he is, in his character, speech, and actions. This is the same way we are in our character, speech, and actions in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love throws fear out, because fear brings mental torment. He who is fearful has not yet been made perfect in love. We have God's love in us because he first loved us. If someone says, "I love God," but despises his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how is it possible that he loves God who is not seeable? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. This is the end of 1 John chapter 4. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.